I'm Catherine Taylor with AARP Rhode Island's four key questions for candidates for governor. We also have four important questions for candidates for Rhode Island's 2nd Congressional District, so stay tuned for that.
Affordable housing is a crisis in Rhode Island. In 2016, over 30,000 units were projected to be needed, and 6 years later, we haven't made progress. With me as governor, what you will see is somebody who immediately puts a pool of money together to incentivize developers to develop affordable housing. I'll also immediately have a committee that I participate in with cities and towns to see why they haven't met their 10% goal, and I'll help them meet that goal. The last thing is we have $250 million to spend to build housing. I will earmark 15% for seniors and ensure that the money that is allocated is spent in a responsible way. The last thing is transportation is an issue for seniors. However, RIPTA has said that 77% of Rhode Islanders have access to public transportation within a mile. So what I will do is commission a study that looks at what RIPTA says and the reality of transportation in Rhode Island and fix the actual issues at hand.
Well, the housing is a critical issue for us in the state of Rhode Island, and our budget that I, as governor, have signed and recommended, $250 million into housing. That's going to help all segments of housing. 825 units we've announced that are going to be in that area of affordable housing. We need to keep our seniors and the people who want to stay in their homes as long as they can. My mom's a good example of that, lived in her home up till the time she moved into our house. We're going to need to find ways to make sure that we make that happen in an affordable way, providing property tax relief as I did as a mayor and signed as a governor to expand the property tax relief for seniors and certain income levels, and also provide strategies that can do conversions in homes so that families can stay together in a way that they can afford.
We move on to our second question for candidates for governor: retirement savings or work and save. The AARP Rhode Island Vital Voices survey showed that 93% of Rhode Islanders 45 and older find it important that they have enough income or savings to retire. However, a recent survey of small business owners and decision makers showed that over 40% of businesses do not offer any type of retirement savings to employees. What would you do to ensure that all Rhode Island employees have a way to save for retirement through their work? We start with Republican Ashley Kalis, followed by Democrat Governor Dan McKee.
We need to encourage retirement savings both from the perspective of the employee and the employer. For the employee, we need to return to financial literacy programs in high schools. We used to have that in home ec, and we've diverged from that practice. So we need to go back to teaching those basic skills. Also, we need to raise awareness of new products such as online-based retirement saving programs for employees that do not have employers that offer programs. You can go online and set up an IRA within a few minutes, and we need to let people know of that product. From an employer perspective, we need to mirror what is the equivalent of the SECURE plan, which is the federal government has incentivized small employers to have 401k plans by offering tax credits to those companies. We should do the same thing as a state to incentivize the creation of 401k programs, and then also incentivize employers to offer or to raise awareness about IRA programs for employees as well.
Well, our small business in particular are so important to the state. They're important to me as Lieutenant Governor and now as Governor. And we also have the lowest unemployment rate in the last 34 years, so there's a high demand to bring employees into our small businesses. We need to provide the small businesses with the education that they can provide, you know, Social Security strategies in their with their workforce. This year, I signed into law to increase the Social Security tax exemption to $20,000. Also, we want to make sure that the IRAs, the simple IRAs, or a Rhode Island Savers program. I think it's just a matter of educating our small businesses on what they can provide to the workers, to the employees, and we need seniors to enter into our workforce. So incentivizing that in a way where they can have good income in retirement makes all the sense in the world.
Catherine Taylor, back with you now. We're midway through AARP Rhode Island's four key questions for candidates for governor, with two more to go. A reminder, coming up, we also have four important questions for candidates for Rhode Island's 2nd Congressional District, so stay tuned for that. Let's get back to the race for governor and question number three on nursing home reform. During the COVID-19 pandemic, nursing home residents in Rhode Island suffered illness and death, in part due to poor infection control and containment. One contributing factor was the lack of single rooms and private bathrooms. What would you do to incentivize and ensure that nursing homes transform their facilities to provide increased safety, privacy, and dignity for the 3.7% of older Rhode Islanders who require this level of care? We begin with Governor McKee, followed by Ashley Kalis.
So I agree that the nursing homes were at heavy risk during the pandemic. That's why when I came into office, I made sure that the vaccinations were available to every single nursing home in the state of Rhode Island. That's one of the reasons we went from the worst vaccinated state in the country to the best vaccinated state in the country. In addition to that, we got to make sure that the nursing homes are viable. We funded their COLAs the first time in 6 years that the nursing homes receive a COLA. Also signed legislation that increased the staffing in our nursing homes. So we need to make sure that both the nursing homes are taken care of and the people who they take care of are being taken care of. And you're going to see that we have increased some of the Medicaid contributions, the percentages of reimbursement to the nursing homes is only going to help increase the ability for the nursing homes to provide the services that every senior, everyone that lives in a nursing home deserves.
Private rooms and private bathrooms are about privacy, dignity, and safety. CMS, or the federal government, has recognized that we need to move to single occupancy rooms, but there isn't a plan going there yet. So what we need to do is we need to model what Massachusetts has done and work on bed buyback programs. Bed buyback programs could have happened during COVID when that was an issue of safety, and we missed that opportunity to use those funds. Going forward, we should develop residences that focus only on single occupancy rooms and use the model of small homes where 10 to 12 people live in a home together and all of the bedrooms and bathrooms are private. We also need to work on rebalancing, which means that we incentivize nursing homes, hospitals, and home care to work together to move people to the least restrictive environments possible.
And now our fourth question for candidates for governor on home care services. The majority, 87% of Rhode Island residents age 45 and older, would prefer to receive care or help for themselves or loved ones at home with caregiver assistance if needed. The wait list for home and community-based services in Rhode Island, in large part due to the dire shortage of direct care workers, makes remaining at home unrealistic for some. How will you work to ensure that older Rhode Islanders and their caregivers can access the services they need to remain at home? We begin with Republican Ashley Kalis, followed by Democrat Governor Dan McKee.
Staying at home is best for seniors and their families. With me as governor, you'll have somebody that takes a whole of government approach to ensure that seniors can stay at home. First, we'll have a senior service center, which is a place where you can call one number to get access to all of the services that are offered and to solve any problems that you're having at staying at home, whether it be transportation or medical care. Second, we'll have an age-in-place committee. And what that committee will do is it'll look to the specific issues that cause a senior to feel that they cannot stay at home, and we will solve those problems. Third, we need to support the home care industry. We need to raise Medicaid reimbursements and also make it easier with Medicaid reporting so that home care providers are able to get folks off of the waiting list. We also need to have a home health care aid classification so that we can expand who can work in health care or home care. The reason for that is that not everybody needs an advanced nurse at home. Sometimes seniors just need a little bit of help.
Families want their loved ones living with them at home, and that's what I've done with my mom at 94 years old. My wife Susan and I live with my mom. At this point, she doesn't need the care that others need. We need to make sure that we increase the workforce. And yet, the only way you can do that is incentivize that. We increased the WaveMaker program to actually include home care health workers, which provides scholarships and fellowships in the training. We provided over $30 million of job training. We know that the areas where we need it are in the healthcare area, including the home health care. We're going to see more and more people on a percentage basis living in their homes. Because they live longer and they're healthier longer. So they have every right to be living in their homes, but they also have every right to make sure that when there is need for care, that there is a trained staff to do that. And the only way you can do that is be very intentional about what you do in the job training area.
I'm Catherine Taylor with AARP Rhode Island, back with you now. So, you've heard the candidates for governor on questions concerning home care services, retirement security, nursing home reform, and housing. These are issues especially important for older Rhode Island voters, and as I mentioned earlier, they represent top concerns of voters responding to AARP Rhode Island's Vital Voices survey. We hope this audio presentation of our 2022 video voter guide is helpful. If you can go online, you can watch the video versions that are posted, along with all the information you need to be ready to vote on November 8th at www.aarp.org/rivotes. That's www.aarp.org/rivotes. Now, we turn next to the race for the U.S. House seat in the 2nd Congressional District. The candidates are Republican Alan Fung and Democrat State Treasurer Seth Magaziner. Here's our first question on Social Security. Social Security is a promise that must be kept. If elected, how would you protect earned Social Security benefits for the future? You'll hear first from Alan Fung, followed by Seth Magaziner.
First, my parents were first-generation immigrants that came to this country in search of a better life, the American dream. They started a small family restaurant, one that they ran for 35 years, a Chinese restaurant, to support myself and my two younger sisters. They weren't rich, certainly not millionaires, and my mom to this day relies upon her Social Security check, and I'm not going to do anything in Congress to jeopardize that. In fact, we have to make sure we protect it. Make sure the government officials and politicians aren't raiding that trust fund for their special park projects. I will fight to make sure that we're putting adequate dollars into it so that it has a secure future. Second of all, as we're living through a cost of living crisis right now, we have to ensure that those COLAs that you receive keep up with inflation. You should not have to make these difficult choices between high cost of medication, high cost of groceries. I'm going to go down to Washington, D.C. to make sure that those dollars are added into your checks.
Well, everyone deserves to retire with dignity and security, and Social Security has been the bedrock of retirement security for Rhode Islanders and Americans for over 80 years. One of my top priorities in Congress is going to be to protect Social Security against anyone from any party who seeks to cut it or privatize it. I would absolutely oppose any effort to privatize Social Security because your ability to retire with security should not be determined by your ability to play the stock market. I will fight tooth and nail against proposals like that by Senator Scott, the Republican policy leader in the Senate, who has said that he wants to eliminate Social Security within 5 years. That is crazy. Social Security is a benefit that you paid for and you earned and you're entitled to. And it has been the bedrock of the middle class in our society for decades. I will ensure that it continues to be protected.
Now, our second question for the congressional candidates on Medicare. Medicare provides critical health coverage for older Americans. If elected, how would you strengthen it for the future? First up, it's Seth Magaziner, followed by Alan Fung.
Well, Medicare is a vital program for Rhode Islanders who need access to high-quality, affordable health care. And when I talk to Rhode Islanders who are on Medicare, they're still struggling to keep up. So I want to protect Medicare from any attempt to cut benefits or to roll back what's been provided. But we have to do better. We need to limit the annual cost increase of prescription drugs. We need to limit copays. So that people don't have to pay so much out of pocket. And we need to increase reimbursements to providers, because one of the things I hear from a lot of Rhode Islanders is that it's hard to get appointments to see doctors. And one of the reasons for that is that Medicare does not reimburse doctors in Rhode Island at as high a level as it does in many other places. So we need to fight to make sure that Rhode Island healthcare providers are adequately compensated so that it's easier for Rhode Islanders to get an appointment quickly for the care that they need.
You know, we need to expand Medicare's benefits to include dental care, vision care, and hearing aids. These are just common sense measures and investments that will provide long-term benefits to the quality of life of older Americans, but most importantly, prevent other illnesses. I don't want to see a tooth abscess lead to an ICU stay just because they delayed care. I went through that with my mother, who delayed dental care until they had to take it out through an oral surgeon. We also have to make sure that seniors can hear, because it'll improve their cognitive functions, not only just today, but every day. These are common sense measures that are long overdue.
Midway through our questions for candidates in the 2nd Congressional District, here's question 3 on prescription drugs. Americans pay the highest prescription drugs in the world. If elected, how will you lower prescription drug prices for all Americans? We hear first from Alan Fung, followed by Seth Magaziner.
This is an issue that's personal to me. Before my dad passed, he required an inhaler for his breathing issues, an inhaler that didn't conflict with some of his Parkinson's medication, so it was very costly. Costly to the point where it was about a car payment each month. And that's sad. The real reality is I was able to fortunately help him out, and like many of you, he was also one of these ones asking his doctors for a sample. But it's got to stop. In Congress, I will cap out-of-pocket costs for Medicare Part D. I will ensure that drug companies aren't charging different prices for different settings for these drugs. And I'm going to make sure that the drug companies are providing inflationary rebates directly back to you, especially during these tough economic times.
Well, this is one of the top issues that I hear about when I'm speaking with Rhode Islanders all over the state. The price of prescription drugs is too high, and it has been growing much faster than people's incomes. The first thing we have to do is give Medicare and Medicaid permission to negotiate with the drug companies to lower the cost of prescription drugs. The VA, the Veterans Administration, has had the authority to do this for years, and it works well. But the federal government should be doing that for everybody, negotiating with the drug companies to lower the cost of prescription drugs for those on Medicare and for all Americans.
And finally, our last question for the 2nd Congressional District candidates on caregiving. America's long-term care system is broken. If elected, how will you make affordable, quality, long-term care options available, especially at home, while also supporting family caregivers? First up, it's Seth Magaziner, followed by Alan Fung.
So everyone deserves to live with dignity, regardless of age or disability. And you're right, our long-term care system right now is not adequately serving Rhode Islanders. Reimbursements are not high enough, which means that it's harder to retain a skilled workforce because people who work in caregiving roles just don't get paid enough. And you know, there are people who are able to make more working in the fast food industry than they are in caregiving roles. That's wrong. So we need to increase the amount that Medicare and other federal programs pay to caregivers so that we can attract and retain a skilled workforce. We also need to build out career and technical education, because in a lot of cases, skilled care professions don't require a four-year degree, but they do require specialized training. And so investing in career and technical programs and certificate programs to train a skilled workforce will be a priority of mine as well.
You know, when my dad went through the final 2 years of his Parkinson's, you know, we felt and went through the same transition, the hard transition that many families face across the country. You know, I can't thank enough the home care providers that provided the services every single day and support to our family while we were still at home. And then I can't thank enough the love and care that the aides, nurses, and staff at the nursing facility, you know, provided to my father before he passed. These are the hard decisions that we all go through in life. And in Congress, I will make sure that I support the Choose Home Care Act so that we're providing dollars for wraparound services so that many of the individuals aren't forced to go into long-term care facilities before they're ready. I also want to make sure that dollars are provided for assisted living facilities to ensure that those that need a little extra help are cared for there.